Graham Miller with Keith Hill. Keith Hill, that is defeat. It mustn't take away from a quite brilliant season.
Right, there's no defeat in a 46-game season. Arguably, you lose football matches, but where's the defeat today? I don't see one, me. I see enormous success. You know, you have to lose games to learn about yourselves individually as a team. But the business end of the deal had already been done. We were top of the league for a time today. Everyone thought we were going to win the title. Well, let's be right. We shouldn't really, in anyone's world, financial world, be competing against Scunthorpe and Chesterfield for the title. It's been a great race. I do congratulate Chesterfield and I do congratulate Scunthorpe. You know, but what we've achieved, you know, and I've reiterated that to the players, the staff, it's been remarkable, really. You know, people in the higher divisions, I listen to them talk about budgets. You know, arguably in the Championship, you're talking about a £10 million budget being a small budget. We work at less than 10% of that, or 10% of that, that £10 million budget, and we get success in League Two. You know, arguably, academies have better budgets than us, and, you know, they produce players that, you know, I suppose, not given an opportunity to experience what we've done today. So I'm really pleased from a financial aspect, from what we've achieved on the pitch, and for me there's no defeat today, just massive success.
When you came back to the club in January last year, did you ever think that within 15 months you'd be promoted yet again?
It was the aim. You know, you put yourself under a lot of pressure because coming back to the club, first and foremost, everybody expects success. You know, and I've delivered it twice now. But I can only deliver the plan. I retain a good control of power and control at this football club, which allows me to deliver the plan. You know, the board of directors put the trust in me. I do not spend money, and I never spend money that I haven't got. And we've done the same again. But we've delivered that success that everybody, when they appointed me at this football club, expected. We have to have continued success in League One, which is stability, and then try and build from there.
How does it compare for you 4 years on?
I'm a lot more in control. I don't beat myself or the players up or anyone else up as much as I did last time. Last time there was a massive expectation over 3 seasons. We got into the playoff twice and then we ultimately got promoted. We built a side and virtually sold a side within that 3 years as well. But this time, it just was meant to be. We had a sense of it in pre-season. And we've won the most games in the division. And we've tried to win games. Today we tried to win a game that we lost. Maybe we have to learn not to lose games in League One, because the mini mistakes will get punished. But arguably, if we look at the players we've got, I think that we'll score goals in League One. And it's important that we make sure we're really defensively sound. But like I said, everybody expected me to deliver success, and I